This is an interesting one.
Yeah, I hope we're all on the same page.
I think it makes sense.
Listener.
Tell your tale first, because I think you're...
There's a couple of moments in my life where I look back on, I'm like, man, that was really stupid, and that could have really derailed my life, like, in a big way. One of them, not so much, but it was with just a firework incident where I threw a firework over a fence, and it caused a small brush fire, and the cops came, and we just kind of rode off and never got caught. Had I got caught, who knows, right? Something might have been really, really bad and might have happened.
It was more the one in college that I said to myself, yeah, man, that's the one where Scotty's life hangs a rough right.
Yeah, in college, one night, we're drunk and we're in my buddy's dorm room, and he's got M80s in his footlocker. And I'm like, I thought it'd be a good idea to light off some M80s. And we were on the eighth floor of a tower on the college campus, and I may have lit an M80 and threw it out the window into the ether and let it explode. And stupid, because had I gotten caught, I easily would have been kicked out of college. Mm-hmm. Probably never been allowed into another college ever again. And college is what got me my radio internship, which got my foot in the door, which got me started down this career path, which, for better or worse, here I am. But yeah, I mean, it would have been a life changer.
Yeah, it would have been a real crossroads, a close call. And you know what, by the way, this can work in both ways. There are stories where had you made this other decision in that moment, you would then be on an NBC television show or a millionaire or whatever. This can go in either direction. We got some messages coming in here. BP says, if I had told my now husband that I'd liked him back when we were 16, he wouldn't have married someone else, and I would be living somewhere cool like Japan, because he would not have left the military because of his divorce and not wanting to be away from his child. I'm trying to figure that out. I am very confused.
Seems like it worked out good, though.
Yeah, that's...
Because they're married now.
Yes.
But how'd you... Look, you can go back and massage things in a million different ways. Like, had you told him you loved him at 16, maybe you would have got together then. It would have been too early. It wouldn't have worked, and then you wouldn't be together.
I tell the story of when I was a kid, and I'm having some older kid in the neighborhood teach me to flick matches. Where you could pop a match out of the book and, oh man, all of a sudden I'm a wizard. I'm throwing fire out of my fingertips. And I threw a little teeny tiny fireball. Fireball, fireball. And caught my front porch on fire and was able to run around, grab a hose and put it out. And my dad had just bought a new hose because the other one was kind of dry rotted.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not gotten a new hose, there would have been no water source. And that house burns down with like a sleeping relative in it.
Oh.
And then I'm going to be Drew Barrymore in Firestarter, drunk on set, setting fire to everyone.
Yeah.
What about you, Lowell? You teased one earlier in the program.
Yeah, I'll give the abridged version. But long story short is sometimes... There was a group of kids in my neighborhood that they weren't bad kids, but they were the bad of the good kids.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. And one of them always had fireworks on them, always.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of stories of fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire is a real game changer in a kid's life.
This is similar to Scott's story that he was mentioning a couple hours ago. But they invited me to go with them, and my mom said, you can't go, or something. I couldn't go. So, it turns out, like, three or four of them went to the park, were lighting jumping jacks.
Yeah, that's what mine was. That's the start of my fire, was a jumping jack.
Throwing them around the creek in the park. Bottom line is, this park of about, it's like a section of it, like probably about a good 3 acres, burned because of them.
And what happened?
And the police came around and, like, got them, and they got in trouble and had to go to, like, court and stuff like that. And
damn.
I'm just thinking, if I had gone with them that day, I would have been... in that group. But we were only like 11. We were like 11, 12 years old, but still, like,
yeah,
they got in a lot of trouble. Because, like, I remember the fire department, there was this big fire, and the fire department was there, and they were putting out the fire and this and that. And then the cops started walking around, and a couple of the kids, like, caved under the pressure. Because, you know, when you're 11 and a police officer's like, did you do this?
Yeah, I did. That was me.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if they had to go to court or whatever, but I know there was some sort of, like,
There was consequences that affected their life deeply that had you been there with them.
Yeah.
What age again? I'm sorry.
Like 11 or 12.
11 or 12, I feel like you could get back on track.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A 17 to 18-year-old Lowell Melzer?
Yeah.
You might not get into that school, like with Scott chucking stuff off the balcony, if you're getting kicked out of an institution of higher learning. Or 11 to 12-year-old, they can kind of chuck that up. But a little bit later on in life, I've got the story I've told before about me teaching at Woodward Skate Camp and leaving early because of some miserable wench that told me that at the age of 19, 20, when, you know, every boyfriend or girlfriend is going to be your forever boyfriend and girlfriend, not a chance, that if I didn't leave Woodward Skate Camp, that she was going to leave me for like a friend of mine. So I just disappeared in the middle of the night and drove home, lost my job there. Another guy there by the name of Sal Masekela got my job. And then a year later, they hire everyone from that camp for the inaugural X Games.
I
not left for this, by the way, who she left me 1 month after I came back, I could have been like an X Games broadcaster. Now, things, trust me, worked out. I'm sitting here and life is good.
Right.
Life's okay.
It could have been an easier path.
I'm happy how it worked out. But you'd look at those moments saying, man, had I just gone down path A instead of B or vice versa, life could have been different. Michael, we got ourselves a message via the Facebook. You could always hit us up there, facebook.com/JSS98Rock, from a young woman by the name of Mandy, that I think might be a face painter that could work. We're looking for a face painter for this, someone that can do them nice and do them quick and keep it going and not expect to be paid a dime. Yeah, we're talking about crossroads in life, a close call that you had. This kind of got started with fireworks talk and you chucking fireworks into a dry field and the whole damn thing catching on fire, and had it not been able to be put out with a neighbor's hose, it could have been real bad. And I've told stories about, you know, flicking matches and damn near burning my house down, how it could have turned out different. Moments in your life had A happened instead of B, man, you would not be where you're at, who you're with, or doing what you do. You want to hear a creepy one we
got?
Listen to this mess. Trisha writes, my close calls were from the early 2000s when we first got the internet. Sort of the early days. As a teen, and this is a cute woman, by the way. As a teen, I would search AOL chat rooms for guys my age and meet up with them all the time at the mall.
Oh.
A couple of times, I left the mall in the guy's car and we'd drive around. How am I still alive?
Damn,
you would
Trisha.
Do the worst thing you can do on the internet.
Well, she didn't know. It was the early days.
Yeah, exactly. In hindsight, looking back, you're like, oh my God, you get into someone's car now, they're finding parts of you all up and down the eastern seaboard.
Yes.
Or you're just sold into the flesh trade.
A good one says, had I not gotten pregnant at 19 and had to drop out of college, I would have never ended up getting this sweet government job.
All right,
that's nice. There you go. See, it all worked out.
There you go.
Had a full ride to a Philadelphia Institute of Art, and I thought it was a lock. I started skipping art school, lost the scholarship. Had I just stuck it out, I'd probably be working for a video game developer somewhere.
Damn. Russell writes, the only reason I have the life that I have today, he's sort of our tech guru, our VR, AR aficionado, is because he destroyed the nerves in his right arm, and my employer at the time decided I couldn't work at my desk anymore. So something had turned out bad, arm goes to pod on him, can't keep the job, goes and now has a great one. So let's go to the phones, 410-338-1098. Let's start with Todd in Hagerstown. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, happy fifth birthday.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. It's very, very sweet of you.
Love you guys.
We'll see you out at the party.
Yeah, I was supposed to, this is back in the 80s, I was supposed to go out with my friends, and there was a radio station in town that covered up the signal to a radio station that he wanted to listen to, so he decided to take a hacksaw and cut the guy wire. And the whole radio tower came down.
Whoa! That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, so I would have been, I think it ended up costing him about $200,000, so I'd probably still be helping to pay for that if I had decided to go with him that night.
Had you been an accomplice? Good God. I mean, I get that you love 98 Rock, but we never condone you skill sawing through another radio station's tower. Just drive until you get our signal, which is vast and wide. Let's go to Jed on the Eastern Shore, who's been holding for a spell. Jed, good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Morning.
Morning.
How we doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Story I've got is a little bit different, but pretty much in the same vein as what you guys are talking about. When I was getting ready to go, I was getting ready to move to South Carolina to go to school. And about a week before I was set to sign my leases and move into my apartment, got my fiance at the time a little pregnant.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
Yeah. Slip yeah.
One past
so, yeah. So, so I ended up staying where I live, where I was living at the time, ended up dropping out of the school, never made it there. And about a year and a half later, I was watching the news, and the town I was supposed to move to in South Carolina had a huge flood, and like the whole town was wiped out that I was
wow.
supposed to move into.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that, yeah, had you not, you know, decided to, you know, do a bareback bravado that evening and end up with child, you could have been washed away in some biblical flood. Man, it's weird how you get to look back and say, had I not walked out that door at that time.
Yeah.
Things could have been different. I like this one. It involves getting a tap on the window. What's ooh. Going on, Mike in Catonsville?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey. Hey. All right, so it was 2008. I was 19, and me and my buddies had all just went to a concert. Can't remember offhand who it was. But we all piled back into my car, and, you know, we're in California at the time. That's where I'm from. And, you know, we do the California thing of indulging in some marijuana.
Mm-hmm. You're hotboxing a car.
Oh, yeah, thoroughly. So we're on a scenic overlook because you never like to look at anything boring when you're doing that. And I just get done telling my buddy that, hey, this is the best spot. No cops ever come here. Not 2 seconds after I uttered those words, you hear the whoop, whoop.
Yep.
And here comes the lady cop. Knocking on my window. So, of course, you know, the car's boxed, so I have to let down the window, enter, you know, right into her. Needless to say, they pull us all out, put us on the curb, all in handcuffs. They search through my car. They find a scale, baggies, all this. And since I'm the driver, they put me in the back of the squad car. And as I'm sitting there contemplating my fate, I hear a little chatter over the window. Next thing I know, I'm being dragged out of this car, unhandcuffed, and both cop cars just peel out.
Bigger crime up the road, right?
Right, right. Come to find out, somebody was getting stabbed in downtown Martinez.
Oh man. Sorry, the potheads that are gazing at the ocean in some sort of homoerotic, narcotic afternoon luncheon, they take a back seat to the guy putting a blade in his butler.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Oh,
good.
Wow. Yeah, that's good for you. Let's see here. Oh, damn. Our buddy Mike, Big Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing,
what
sir?
What up?
At 18, coming out of high school, my godfather had begged me and begged me and begged me to come into the state police with him for Maryland. Stupid me told him no, but at the time, state police were doing a 20-year retirement program.
Okay.
So I would have had my 3 years already, because you have to be 21 to be an officer. So I would have done 3 years as a cadet under the state troopers and had 17 more years. So
you'd be done.
This year, I would have had 8 more years until I could retire.
My dad tried to get me into the state trooper thing as well. He knew a guy,
yeah. Same with my old man, IBEW. He tried to get me into the union and be an electrician at one point when I was a little wayward, I'll say. And I could be retiring in 6 years had I done it when he wanted me to. I mean, I probably wouldn't have the greatest retirement, but whatever. Let's do one more here, and let's get full circle all the way back to fire. Jack and Towson, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
How you doing, firebug?
I'm all right. So one night we were partaking in a couple activities before school.
I got to put you on hold, bud. Your phone is trash. I can tell that story is going to be 7 days long.
Yeah.
The minute I hear the word partaking, I'm like, Yeah, the minute anybody throws a partaking out, I'm like, and here comes
just
a Mark
say we
Twain.
Were smoking some weed before. So
let's just say
me and my buddies were,
let's say,
partaking.
Something that was not a cigarette, but looks like a cigarette.
Oh my God.
I had some fire that came out of a lighter. That maybe there was some...
We were getting high before class.
Yes.
We're getting high before class.
You're all doing drugs.